Welcome back. Today we're staying in VS Code and bringing pull requests into the editor with the GitHub pull requests and issues extension.
This is the one that lets you look at PRS, read diffs, comment, and even merge without constantly jumping back to the browser, right?
Exactly. A pull request or PR is the conversation around a proposed change. The extension gives that conversation a home inside VS Code, right beside your files, source control, and terminal.
That sounds especially useful on day two because learners are no longer only clicking through GitHub, com, they are pushing branches from VS Code and then trying to understand what changed.
Yes, on day one, your learning room repository gave you the web workflow, issue, branch, commit, pull, request, merge. This workflow maps those same ideas into the editor, so when Challenge 11 asks you to open a day two PR from a locally pushed branch, the pieces already feel familiar.
Before anyone reviews anything, they need the extension installed. What should they have open?
Open VS Code Desktop with your Learning Room repository loaded. Then open the extension sidebar with Control plus Shift plus X or CMD plus Shift plus X on Mac. Search for GitHub pull requests, choose the GitHub published extension, and activate install.
And if someone prefers commands over sidebars, they can use the command palette.
Yes, open it with Control plus Shift plus P or CMD plus Shift plus P on Mac and run the command to install extensions, then search from there. After installation, VS Code usually prompts you to sign into GitHub, opens a browser for authorization, and then returns you to VS Code.
How do I know the sign-in worked? Because OAuth windows can feel a little mysterious.
Open the Explorer sidebar with Control plus Shift plus E. You should see a GitHub section with pull requests and issues. If an install or sign-in notification disappeared too quickly, run notifications. Focus notification toast from the command palette and listen for the message.
Once the extension is ready, where do pull requests actually show up?
You have a couple of routes. You can use the GitHub icon in the activity bar or run GitHub pull requests. Focus on pull requests view from the command palette. You can also find a GitHub section inside Explorer, which is handy if you already live in the file tree.
And the list is not just one giant pile of every PR on GitHub, I hope.
No, it is organized. You can see PRS assigned to you, PRS you created, open PRS, and PRS waiting for your review. The tree usually groups by repository and status, and a screen reader may announce something like pull request number, title, author, branch, and review state.
If I open one from the list, what am I reading first?
Usually the PR detail view, title, description, status, checks, reviewers, comments, and change files. If you want the browser version, open the PR on GitHub. Com and use the conversation and files change tabs. If you want the terminal version, GHPR list, GHPR view, and GHPR status cover the same basic orientation.
Reading a PR is one thing, checking it out sounds more serious. Why would I do that?
Checking out a PR means VS Code switches your working copy to the branch from that pull request. That lets you run the code, test the docs locally, or inspect files with all your usual editor tools instead of only reading the web diff.
So in Challenge 12, when I review a classmate's PR, checking it out helps me verify what they changed instead of only reacting to the summary.
Right, from the PR detail view, activate checkout. From the PR tree, open the context menu with Shift plus F10 on Windows or Control plus Return on Mac and choose checkout. You can also use the command palette if you remember the extension command better than the panel layout.
And when I am done, I should get back to my own branch.
Yes, use the branch control in the status bar, the source control panel with Control plus Shift plus G, or git commands to return to your original branch. The web fallback is to stay on GitHub, com, and review read-only. The terminal version is GHPR checkout for a local checkout, and GHPR diff if you only want to inspect changes without switching branches. The heart of review is the diff, which is the before and after view of the files changed by a PR.
Diffs are where I see added lines, removed lines, and whether the change matches what the author claimed.
Exactly. In VS Code, open the PR, then open the changed files list. A file may open in the diff editor, often with old content on the left and new content on the right. You can switch between split view and inline view if one is easier to read.
For screen reader users, the visual layout is not always the easiest way to understand the change.
That is where the accessible diff viewer helps. Press F7 to move to the next change and Shift plus F7 to move to the previous change. It reads a change as a structured block, such as removed line, added line, and surrounding context, which is usually much clearer than wandering through each visual column.
So the review habit is, read the PR description, read the changed files, use F7 through the diff, and notice one specific thing worth saying.
Yes, it might be a typo, an unclear instruction, a missing setup step, a heading hierarchy issue, link text that needs improvement, or something the author handled well. Specific comments are useful. Vague approval is rarely enough by itself. Creating a PR from VS Code is the author side of the same loop.
This is where challenge 11 fits, right? I make changes on a local branch, push that branch, and then open a day 2 PR.
Yes, you need a repository connected to GitHub, a branch with commits, and usually that branch pushed to the remote. Then run GitHub pull requests, create pull request from the command palette or start from source control or use the GitHub panel.
The two branch fields always trip people up. Base branch and compare branch sound similar.
The base branch is the target, often main, where you want the change to land. The compare branch is your source branch, the one containing your commits. If those are reversed, the PR will look confusing, so pause and confirm them before creating it.
Then I write the title and description in VS Code too.
Yes, the title is required. The description is optional in the tool but recommended in real collaboration. If the repo has a PR template often stored in GitHub/pull-request-template.md or a related template folder, fill it in, description, related issue, type of change, testing, checklist, and screenshots when relevant.
And reviewers, labels, milestones, and draft status are optional fields, but they are not random decoration. They tell other people how to treat the PR.
Right, draft means not ready for final review. The browser alternative is GitHub, com's new pull request page. The terminal alternative is GHPR create, either interactively for prompts or inline with flags for title, body, base, head, and draft.
Let's talk about comments, because this is where review can either help someone or make them feel shut down.
A good inline comment attaches to a specific line and explains what you noticed. In VS Code, put your cursor on the line, run GitHub pull requests, add comment, write the comment, and add it. If that is difficult, open the PR in the browser and comment from the Files Change tab.
What if I have several comments and do not want to send them one at a time?
You start review when it is available. That lets you collect comments, then submit them together with a review verdict. Your verdict can be approve, request changes, or comment. Approve means you believe it is ready, request changes means something should be fixed before merge, and comment means you are giving feedback without a blocking decision.
I like prefixes for tone too: blocking, suggestion, question, nit. They tell the author whether I am stopping the PR or just offering a small improvement.
Exactly. The web path is files changed, add inline comments, then review changes. The terminal path is GHPR review approve, GHPR review request changes, or GHPR review comment, and GHPR diff helps you inspect before deciding. Challenge 12 is really about this. Leave specific feedback and own the tone of your review. Merging is the moment when the accepted change becomes part of the target branch.
So I should not merge just because the button is there.
Correct. Check that you have permission. The PR is review ready. Required checks have passed. Conflicts are resolved and the team agrees it should land. In VS Code, the merge action appears in the PR detail view when you have access. You can also run a merge command from the command palette.
There are different merge types too, right?
Yes, a regular merge keeps the branch history. Squash and merge combines the PR into one commit, which many documentation projects prefer for a tidy history. Rebase and merge replays commits on top of the base branch. Use the repository's norm, not personal preference in the moment.
After merging, I still need to clean up my local view of the world.
Switch back to main, pull the latest changes, and delete the feature branch if the project expects that. On GitHub, com, use the merge button and then delete the branch if offered. With the CLI, use commands such as GHPR merge, GHPR merge squash delete branch, or auto merge options when checks must pass first. A few problems come up often enough that they are worth recognizing by sound and pattern.
First one, the panel says there are no pull requests. That can feel like the extension is broken.
Usually it is a filter or repository issue. Switch to an all open view, confirm the right repository is open, and make sure you are signed in with the account that can see the PRs. If the extension seems stuck, reload the window with developer, reload window from the command palette.
What about could not create pull request or authentication failed?
For PR creation, confirm your branch has commits, the branch is pushed, and the base and compare branches make sense. For authentication, sign into GitHub in the browser first, close and reopen VS Code, then retry the extension sign-in. If checkout is blocked by permissions, use GitHub. Com in read-only mode and still leave your review comment there.
And if the diff or comment command is the hard part, use F7, search the command palette for GitHub pull requests, add comment, or ask a facilitator to model one comment.
For the chapter evidence, post a completion comment in your assigned setup or review practice issue. Include whether the extension is installed, whether you are signed in, which classmate PR you reviewed, whether the comment was inline or on GitHub. Com, and a one-sentence summary of what your comment addressed. There is no automation check here because extension state lives in your account and your local VS Code setup. The deeper skill is review judgment, not just button finding.
So when I review, I am asking, Does the PR do what it says? Is the change understandable? Does it create an accessibility problem? And can another person maintain it later?
Yes, useful review comments include the issue, the reason it matters, and a possible next action. For example, a blocking comment might say that a heading skips from level 2 to level 4 and ask the author to preserve the hierarchy. A non-blocking nit might suggest clearer link text without delaying the merge.
How many comments is too many?
If every line gets a comment, the author may not know what matters. Group repeated issues, mark small preferences as nits, and save bigger patterns for the review summary. Review is also a learning tool. Explaining what you notice sharpens your own standards.
Where does Copilot fit into this without replacing the reviewer?
Use it to help understand unfamiliar code or summarize a diff, but do not outsource the decision. It can miss context, invent certainty, or overlook accessibility impact. The Accessibility Agents Collection is a living catalog that can support review work over time, but the human reviewer still owns the judgment. The same PR workflow now has three doors: VS Code, GitHub, COM, and the GHCLI.
And they line up pretty cleanly. View with the PR panel, the browser tabs, or GHPR view. Create with the VS Code command, the web form, or GHPR create. Review with inline comments and verdicts in the editor on GitHub, COM, or through GHPR review. Merge in the PR detail view with the web button or with GHPR merge.
That is why this episode pairs so naturally with Challenge 11, Challenge 12, and Bonus C. Challenge 11 gets your own branch into a PR. Challenge 12 has you review a classmate with clear, constructive feedback. Bonus C adds the team layer, divide the work, communicate what changed, and make the review conversation easier for everyone.
So the takeaway is not that everyone must abandon the browser. It is that you can choose the environment that keeps you oriented, verify the change with accessible tools, and leave feedback that helps the project move forward.